Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's a battle of the California League North Division foes, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the hometown Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 19-16. The Stockton Ports come in with a record of 14-20. The Grizzlies have taken 2 of the first 3 games of this 6-game series, but last night the Ports were all over the Grizzlies, winning 13-1. Fresno saw their 6-game winning streak come to an end against Stockton as the Ports enjoyed their widest margin of victory all time against the Grizzlies. That is dating back to 2021. The Grizzlies fell to 68-25 all time against the Ports, 7-2 this season, and 37-8 all time at this ballpark. The 13 runs, also the most allowed by the Fresno pitching staff this season. Tyler Hoffman, though, was very good out of the bullpen. A 1-2-3 inning with 2 punchouts for Hoffman. On the other side, the Grizzlies' offense scattered 10 hits, which included 6 by the bottom 3 of their lineup. Caleb Hobson leading the way. 3 hits, including a double. He scored the lone run on a wild pitch. 2 hits for Tevin Tucker. He stopped his 7-game hitless streak. And then a double from Ben McCabe. E.J. Andrews Jr. added a triple as well. As the Grizzlies look to get back on track tonight, as they give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney. The number 19 prospect in the Rocky system comes in with a 2-3 record, a 3.74 ERA. Mahoney, the last time he faced the Stockton Ports here at this ballpark, he had 6 scoreless innings en route to be named the California League Pitcher of the Week. So he is back ready for more action. On the other side, the Ports give the ball to their ace and right-hander Jackson Finley. So we have a Jack versus Jackson matchup. And Finley for the Ports comes in with a record of 0-2, a 4.79 ERA. Finley, he will make another start against the Grizzlies and looks to even this series up for the Ports at 2 games apiece. So a great night for baseball. It is Mental Health Awareness Night as well here at the ballpark as the Ports and Grizzlies getting ready for Friday night battle. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies left-hander Wellington Herrera with translation from Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza. And boy, we had a lot of fun to talk to the 20-year-old sensation in Herrera. We talked a little bit about his upbringing, where he actually was raised on a ranch where he was around horses. He's nicknamed Cowboy by the Grizzlies, which we actually learned on the interview as well. We talked about his great start to the season and, of course, coming over from the Dominican Republic. Our pregame guest is left-hander Wellington Herrera with translation from pitching coach Rolando Garza. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Wellington Herrera. We also have a translation from pitching coach Rolando Garza. Guys, thanks for taking time for this interview.
No, appreciate you having us, Steve. We appreciate it. And I know Wilmington, his nickname is Acha in Spanish. It means H. But he's excited to be here. Thanks for your time.
Well, the first question I have for you is talk a little bit about your upbringing. You're from the Dominican Republic.
Que de primero vamos a comenzar, ¿dónde creíste? ¿De dónde vienes? Y dime de la cultura de dónde vienes. ¿Cómo se llama?
Yo soy de Santo Domingo, o sea, República Dominicana. Mm-hmm. Vengo de un campo y me crié ahí.
He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He comes from a ranch camp setting. And actually, a fun fact about Wilmington is that he owns his own horse. So that's why another nickname here is Vaquero. And in English, that means cowboy.
Oh, wow.
So he's an outdoorsman. He really loves his horse. He loves being on a ranch.
You know what? I grew up around horses as well, too. My grandparents up in South Dakota have a big farm with a couple horses as well, too. So then where does your love for baseball start? And then, of course, I want to hear more about your horses as well.
Que él, su abuelo vino de un área que tenían caballos también en un rancho. Él dice, primero queremos saber qué comenzó el pasión para béisbol. Y la segunda, pues, vamos a hablar más de los caballos porque él lo interesa en eso.
Bueno, sobre el béisbol, lo que pasa es que desde chiquito mi mamá me impulsó mucho a jugar desde pequeño. Y a lo primero yo no quería como ir porque estaba muy pequeño y así. Pero mi mamá siempre me impulsó a seguir jugando béisbol.
That's a cool story. He's sharing that his mom was really a big factor of him pursuing a baseball career. In the Dominican Republic, it's a culture, it's a way of life. And Wilmington growing up was not the biggest kid. So he got a little discouraged, but his mother kept pushing him and making sure that he kept competing. And he grew a love for the game and a liking to the game.
Did you have any players that you watched growing up as well too? Or did your mom tell you any players to watch?
Que cuando estabas de joven, tú tenías jugadores favoritos. Y tu mamá, ¿quién se llama unos jugadores favoritos de tu mamá?
Bueno, mi mamá no sé, pero el que a mí me gustaba siempre es Chapman.
His favorite player from his mom's side, he loved all the baseball players from his side, Adonis Chapman.
Oh, there you go. So perfect guy to watch as well, too. But then you were signed by the Rockies as an international free agent. Talk about your first moments when you found out that your baseball career was coming true.
Que tu carrera comenzó cuando te firmaron internacional de gente libre en la Dominicana. ¿Cómo se sentía de eso cuando comenzaste tu carrera?
Bueno, yo me sentí muy bien siguiendo mi proceso y que tirando para adelante, trabajando mucho.
Yeah, that he was more than excited to start his career with the Rockies. And for him, it was more about getting to work and completely buying into the process and work every day with a purpose to hopefully get to his final goal, which is the major leagues.
And of course, you've been fantastic so far. Again, you're just 20 years old, which is crazy to think about this. And I know, Rolando, you've had a blast watching and coaching this young man too. But I want to hear from you, Herrera, specifically. How has it been for you coming over to the United States and now pitching here in the U.S.?
Que este ya sabemos que eres 20 años, eres uno de los manos más jóvenes en esta liga, la Liga California, Liga Menores, clase A, la media. Pero ¿cómo te sentiste este año? Estás teniendo un buen temporada. ¿Y cómo se siente aquí metiendo mano, compitiendo diario y estar con los Rockies en esta edad?
Bueno, gracias a Dios me siento bien y me siento cómodo con mis compañeros que me apoyan. Y mi objetivo siempre cuando estoy en el juego es atacar siempre la zona. Y disfrutamos el juego.
That he's been he's having an incredible time. He's having a blast. He's having a great time with his teammates. They push him and support him every day. And you know, keeping his approach and just getting after hitters, first pitch strikes, and spreading the two strikes is his whole goal. And he hopes that he can keep that up with God's support.
Of course, at top of it too, we, you know, coming to this year, 87 and one third innings, you've allowed one home run. And then this year, we've seen the strikeout totals as well too. You have a confidence with you. But I want to talk about that outing just the other day against Modesto. 6 strikeouts and 2 perfect innings. Let's talk about that.
Que este año que te está viendo muy, muy buen, tienes muchos ponches, pero en particular, el que le hablar cuando pinchaste como Modesto, ganaste 6 bateadores y ponchaste 6. ¿Qué estabas pensando y cómo se siente haciendo eso?
Yo me sentí muy bien, solamente lo que hice fue observar cómo mis compañeros le pinchaban a ese equipo y con la debilidad que ellos tuvieran, yo aprovechaba de ella.
Talking to his teammates, getting a game plan and getting ready for those guys and just attacking and trusting his stuff. And that's what he put confidence in, and the results were favorable.
What can Rockies fans expect out of you in the future?
Él dije, ojalá que todo va bien y sigas tu trabajo y llegas a Grande Liga. Pero la gente en Denver, ¿qué piensan de ti cuando vas a llegar? ¿Qué clase de persona? ¿Qué van a agarrar cuando llegas a Grande Liga? Ojalá uno de estos días.
Bueno, ¿qué le digo? Yo me siento bien agradecido y que eso es lo que se quiere con Dios por delante, llegar a la cima y mantenerse allá arriba.
Yeah, he said that he's very excited and thankful. His whole job is staying to the process day at a time. Obviously, he's a very man of faith and continue that faith and just to support him on a daily basis. But a humble person that knows how to work and will continue to work to get better.
I want to tell you, I'm so excited to see what your future holds. Guys, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California for Friday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. A big thank you to Wellington Herrera and pitching coach Rolando Garza for joining us on the pregame show as the Grizzlies look ready to win their third of four games in this series as the Grizzlies and the Ports get ready for battle. A beautiful night for baseball. And again, a big thank you to Herrera and Garza for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to both the left-handed pitcher in Herrera and the pitching coach in Garza. As the Stockton Ports are taking the field, we will head over to their PA announcer and we will have the national anthem with lineups right after this. We'll be back.
Fans, please remain standing and welcome Don Thomas as they sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and through the
A beautiful national anthem get us set for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. With that being said, it's now time for the starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies at 19-16, 5.5 games back, second place in the California League North Division standings behind the Modesto Nuts. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting second, the first baseman, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting third, the shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth at third base, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth at DH, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting sixth in left field, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting seventh is the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 19, Jack Mahoney. A 2-3 record, a 3.74 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year, his Toyota starting lineup will be Hill, Longwell, Wimmer, Andy Perez, Andrews Jr., Cruz, McCabe, Hobson, Tucker, and Mahoney on the bump. And that lineup will take on right-hander Jackson Finley for the Stockton Ports. For the Stockton Ports, they are 14-20, last place in the California League North Division standings, 10 games back of the Modesto Nuts. The Ports, led by manager Javier Godard, they're the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. As left fielder number 28, TJ Schofield Sam, will lead things off. Second baseman number 3, Casey Yamauchi, he will bat second. Third baseman number 11, Luke Mann, he will hit third. The right fielder is Nate Nankill, he will hit fourth. As G.J. Hill will stride to the plate, we'll give you the rest of the Stockton lineup momentarily. Here comes the first pitch of tonight's game. And Hill, it's a little ground ball to second. Charging second baseman Yamauchi on to first is in time. It goes 4-3, and Hill is retired at 7:07 p.m. as we are underway here at Banner Island Ballpark. Shortstop Miles Naylor, he will hit fifth. The DH number 5, Nick Schwartz, he will hit sixth. As here comes Aiden Longwell for Fresno. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 25, Darlin Montero. Here comes the pitch from Finley. And that is a ball outside. Count at 1-0 to Aiden Longwell. So Darlin Montero, the first baseman, he hits seventh. Carlos Franco, the catcher, he will hit eighth. Here comes the 1-0, and Longwell fouls it off. Count at 1-1. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 6, Pedro Pineda. As they take on Jackson Finley. So once again for the Ports, it'll be Schofield Sam, Yamauchi, and Mann. Nankill, Naylor, Schwartz. As here's a line drive out to center field, hit well, and it gets down, a one-out single for Aiden Longwell. As the Grizzlies have their first hit of the evening, and it'll bring up the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. So it'll be Schofield, Sam, Yamauchi, Mann, Nankill, Naylor, Schwartz, Montero, Franco, Pineda, and Finley on the bump. As here comes the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer, top of the first inning, no score, just underway here in Stockton. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it is inside, and the count at 1-1 and no strikes. Runner at first with one out here in the top of the first inning. Grizzlies and Ports, glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-0 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer, ground ball just fouled down the left field line. Count of 1-1 and one strike. The Grizzlies at 19-16. The Ports at 14-20. Game 4, the Grizzlies have taken 2 of the first 3 games of this series. 78 degrees at first pitch. Clear skies, 11-mile-per-hour winds. Out to center field, a beautiful night for baseball. 1-1, one strike to Braylon Wimmer. Here comes the pitch from Finley, and it is lined foul right into the netting. Count at 1-2. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their gray uniforms. Fresno written across the front in black and red. They have the red numbers on the back of those gray uniforms. Black cap, black bill, the F/ logo on top of that black cap. Here comes the 1-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in. And Wimmer is the second out. First strikeout for Finley as it brings up the third baseman in Andy Perez. The Stockton Ports here for Mental Health Night, they're in their alternate jersey. It's a blue jersey. Stockton written across the front. Gray and white numbers. Blue cap, blue bill, and the asparagus logo. They're asparagus jerseys as Perez fouls off the first pitch. Count it 0-1. They have those big white numbers on the back. Number 14 for Finley. Count it 0-1. So we have blue versus gray tonight. The Grizzlies 9-3 when wearing their gray uniforms in 2024. The 1-0 is inside. Count now at 1-1. Runner at first with two outs here in the top of the first inning. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, the second trip so far to this ballpark for the Grizzlies in the young season. Here comes the 2-0 to Andy Perez. And Perez pops one foul, now 2-1. The Grizzlies at this point last year over 35 games were 19-16. So back-to-back years, the Grizzlies have had the same record over their first 35 games. Fresno would love to pick up win number 20 tonight. As here comes the 2-1 to Andy Perez. And Perez, swing and a miss. And I guess it was two strikes on that, so Perez is out. That's the second strikeout for Finley as we head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Stockton as TJ Schofield Sam will lead things off against right-hander in Jack Mahoney. A 2-3 record, a 3.74 ERA. The Ports scored a couple runs in the first inning yesterday as here comes the first pitch from Mahoney. And it is a call strike. Count it 0-1. They scored four on Wednesday in the first inning. So the Grizzlies looking to put up a zero. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it is low for a ball. And the count now at 1-1. Against TJ Schofield Sam, the left fielder, wears number 28 on the back of his blue jersey. Here comes the 1-1 from Mahoney, and it's a line drive out to left center field, a long run, and it is caught on the run by the left fielder in Fadrio Cruz. He reached up and made a spectacular catch, and there is one out. Great job from Cruz to get over there. The center fielder Hobson was also backing up Cruz nicely as the Grizzlies put out TJ Schofield Sam. And now it's to Casey Yamauchi, who's batting second tonight. He's been in the nine-hole spot the past couple of games. But after a three-hit game yesterday, they put him in the number two spot as he takes a called strike. Count at 0-1, 94 at the bottom of the zone from Mahoney. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's outside, count at 1-1. Home plate umpire is Gabe Vargas. Over on the bases is Jonathan Rector. Here in game 4 of 6. Here comes the 1-1. Check swing. Did he go around? And the count now at 1-2. As they are saying that Yamauchi did go around. As Mahoney looking for his first strikeout of the contest. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander in Mahoney. And a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. That was disgusting on the outside part of the plate. And Yamauchi couldn't hold up. First strikeout for Mahoney. Second out of the inning. And it brings up third baseman Luke Mann. Yesterday, Luke Mann was 5-for-5. 2 home runs. 2 doubles. A single. 6 RBI. And 3 runs scored. It was a game that he will probably not forget. As the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Man has played very well against the Grizzlies in 2024, but yesterday really helped Man's average. As here's a fly ball to right field. That is way back there, and it is gone. Luke Mann, another home run. That's his 3rd in 2 games. He is now 6-for-6. And right now, he is on his way to a player of the week. And it's 1-0 Stockton as Luke Mann homers again. Unbelievable from Luke Mann. That ball was crushed at 99 off the bat. And just like that, the port's on the board first. As here comes Nate Nankill, the right fielder. 7th home run for Luke Mann. As that swung on a miss by Nankill, count at 0-0. And a strike. His 3rd homer in 2 games. Unbelievable. Here comes the 0-1 from Mahoney. And it's fouled off quickly. 0-2. You can tell from the swings that everyone has taken except Luke Mann that they cannot figure out Mahoney. But Luke Mann was right on that pitch that he put out there to right field. 0-2 as Mahoney looking for the punch out. Here's the pitch. And is just outside. Count of 1-2. First run allowed by Mahoney against Stockton this season. As here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. Winds and deals. And it's outside. 2-2. So Luke Mann, a home run. He had a hit in the first inning back on Wednesday night. He also walked, but he has been unstoppable since. Here comes the 2-2 to Nankill. And a slow ground ball. This is going to be the third baseman in Perez, who charges it nicely and across the diamond makes a play to end the inning. But a home run from Luke Mann, 1-0 Stockton. We head to the top of the second. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
1-0, the Grizzlies trail the Stockton Ports here in the top of the second inning at Banner Island Ballpark, as E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against the right-hander in Jackson Finley. An 0-2 record, a 4.79 ERA. Here comes the pitch from Finley, and Andrews Jr. right to the netting. Count it, no balls and one strike. Luke Mann, a home run, his third in two games. As here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And it is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Chukchansey Gold is giving away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. And it is a call strike. Now 1-2. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As Andrews Jr. spoils one foul, count remains at one ball and two strikes. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here comes the 1-2 to Andrews Jr., and it is called strike three at the bottom of the zone, and Andrews Jr. is out. Third straight strikeout for Finley, first out of the inning, and brings up left fielder Fadreo Cruz. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here comes the first pitch to Cruz, and he lines it foul, counting no balls and one strike. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. As the Grizzlies and the Ports, game four of this six-game series. Here comes the 0-1 to Cruz, and it swung on and missed. Now no balls, two strikes, 95 from Finley up in the zone. For the right-hander in Jackson Finley. Here comes the 0-2, winds and deals. And Cruz takes it high, count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson Finley is 6'4", 222 pounds, 23 years old, born in Savannah, Georgia, as that is swung on and missed. Now four straight strikeouts for Finley. Two outs now as it brings up Ben McCabe, the catcher. Finley was drafted in the eighth round out of Georgia Tech by the Athletics in 2023. This is his eighth game, his fifth start, and as we said, an 0-2 record, a 4.79 ERA, as that's a chopper foul down the third baseline, as the Grizzlies bench coach and third base coach Cesar Galvez making the play, and he's going to give a souvenir to a young fan, pointing it out to the fan. As a count of no balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Finley, and it is high for a ball, and the count of one ball and one strike. Jackson Finley, another start here against the Grizzlies in 2024. That was back on April 18th, as here's a foul ball, count at 1-2. Picked up the loss after only one inning of work, allowed four runs on three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Finley, though, a very good, lively arm. Fastball can reach the mid to upper 90s. Here's the 1-2. And it's high and it almost hits McCabe as it glances off the glove of Franco. Counted two balls and two strikes. 1-0 Ports lead the Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. Here's the 2-2 and a ground ball foul as McCabe stays alive. Two balls, two strikes. Beautiful night, as we said. There is some shade right now on the majority of the infield, and then most of left center is in the sun. As here comes the 2-2, that is outside, three balls and two strikes. Finley, 95 miles per hour. The shortstop in Naylor, still a little bit of sun as he is sporting some shades. As here comes the 3-2, and a ground ball again fouled off as McCabe stays alive, and he'll check on the durability of that bat there. Doesn't look like it's broken. The count now at three balls, two strikes. McCabe trying to reach base with two outs here in the top of the second inning. Here's the 3-2. And it's a fly ball out to right field. This is playable for the time being. And it is caught on the run and in foul territory, caught by Nankill. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Finley. We head to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Ports. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0, the Ports lead the Grizzlies, as Miles Naylor will come to the plate against right-hander in Jack Mahoney. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. My name is Steven Rice, as the Grizzlies and the Ports battling it out. This is the 10th game between the teams this season, as here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's fouled off, counted 0-1. This is the second of five series between the clubs, both series already here in Stockton. As here comes the 0-1 from Mahoney. Mahoney in a hybrid windup. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Now 0-2. A hybrid windup is where you're positioning your body more in a stretch look towards the batter, and then moving your front foot back a little bit. As here comes the 0-2, and in the dirt, good stop from McCabe. Count of 1-2. Mahoney, a very quick windup. He's the number 19 prospect in the Rockies system, according to MLB.com. As here comes the 1-2 from Mahoney. We'll wind and deal again. And again, a ball in the dirt. 2-2. Mahoney, a 2-3 record, a 3.74 ERA, making his seventh start of the 2024 season. Here's the 2-2, and it is fouled off, and Naylor stays alive. Mahoney last time out came on May 10th versus Modesto. A no decision after a career-high 7 innings of work. 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. As that ball's inside, now 3-2 to Naylor. Making his second appearance against the Ports. That was back on April 19th here at Banner Island. After 6 scoreless innings. Here comes the 3-2. And a ground ball sharply hit. Tucker with a late hop will throw over to first in time. And it goes 4-3 as Naylor is retired. As Tucker stays with that ball. And now it's the DH in Nick Schwartz. So 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Now was his last outing against the Ports, where the Grizzlies won 9-0. It was the first shutout of the season for Fresno. They have 5 on the season so far. They will not have one tonight, as the Ports lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Count of 1-0. But Jack Mahoney rated as the top prospect on this Grizzlies team. Only one of 2 top 30 prospects in the Rockies system on this squad. As a count now, 2-0. Jake Madden, who pitched last night out of the bullpen, he is number 20. As here comes the 2-0 to Nick Schwartz. And it is a called strike, 2-1. Fastball at 94 down in the zone. Jack Mahoney is 6'3", 205 pounds. The right-hander is 22 years old. 2-1. Mahoney will wind and deal. And it's a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. 2-2. Mahoney, born in Algonquin, Illinois, went to the University of South Carolina, a third-round draft pick, pick number 77 by the Rockies in 2023. Here comes the 2-2. Mahoney will wind and deal, and it's low, 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Mahoney looking for a punch out, his technically second professional season, was named the Grizzlies' opening night starter back against San Jose on April 5th. A very good, lively arm for Mahoney. Here comes the 3-2, and a grounder foul as Schwartz stays alive. Mahoney, a plethora of pitches, but that fastball is the bread and butter. 93 to 97 for Mahoney on that fastball. That last one, 95, and it got a piece of the DH in Schwartz. Counted 3 balls, 2 strikes, and Schwartz is a little bit ginger coming back to the box. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it's a chopper right back to Mahoney, who fields it cleanly. The throw to first is in time. And that is the second out. It goes 1-3. And Mahoney fields his position, as he'll bring up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. Initially, after that ground ball, Mahoney trying to get off the mound, shuffled a little bit, and he made the play just to the left of the mound. From my point of view, the right for him. So now it's Darlin Montero. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. Good pitch down in the bottom of the zone. Counted 0-1. Mahoney will wind and deal again. Here comes the 0-1, and a ground ball again to Tucker. Tucker gobbles it up over to first in time, and Jack Mahoney has a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. We head to the third, 1-0. Stockton leads Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the third inning, 1-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. First pitch is a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. Counted 0-1 to Caleb Hobson. Here's the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Quickly 0-2. That looked outside of Hobson, and now no balls and two strikes. Here on May 17th, top of the third inning, 1-0. Stockton leads Fresno. As here comes the 0-2 to Hobson, and he swings and misses. 94 past the swing, and it's the fifth strikeout for Finley as it brings up the second baseman, and Tevin Tucker. Tucker, a two-hit game yesterday, as he's trying to get something going for Fresno's offense. They just have the single from Aiden Longwell. Here comes the first pitch to Tucker from Finley. And it is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. That ball a little low. Like Tequila Fest and T-Pain, who's performing at Chukchansey Park tonight. As the pitch is low again. Two balls and no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 to Tevin Tucker. And it is a call strike, two balls and one strike. That's right, Tequila Fest is at Chukchansey Park tonight. But the Grizzlies looking to have their own concert of runs. As here's the 2-1. That is a call strike, now 2-2. The Grizzlies trailing 1-0 here in the top of the third. Friday night baseball as Tevin Tucker going to have to battle here against Jackson Finley. Here comes the 2-2. And that is called strike three. Six strikeouts now as that pitch looked outside. Second out of the inning, and now it's G.J. Hill who's 0-for-1. Hill swung at the first pitch in his first at-bat to open the game. As Jackson Finley being awarded a lot of pitches out of the zone so far. That's now the fifth pitch called a strike that was out of the zone. Here comes the pitch, and Hill, ground ball foul, count at 0-1. G.J. Hill, I know he's looking forward to next week as the Visalia Rawhide will take on your Fresno Grizzlies at Chukchansey Park. A reunion with his old squad. Here comes the 0-1, and Hill swing and a miss. Now no balls and two strikes. The switch-hitting outfielder slash second baseman, the son of Glenn Allen Hill, the former Rockies minor league manager. And apparently he is here tonight as here comes the 0-2. And it's high for a ball count of one ball and two strikes. I'll have to find him at some point and say hello. A former Albuquerque Isotope manager. Here comes the 1-2. That's in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. G.J. Hill missed a little bit of time. He had a little bit of a hamstring issue, but back in the lineup now for Fresno. As here comes the 2-2 to Hill. And Hill takes a pitch just high. Three balls and two strikes. Hill batting 207. One home run, two RBI. He had a leadoff home run just a couple weeks ago. As here comes the 3-2 from Finley. And it's a line drive out to left field, but playable for the left fielder in Schofield Sam. And another 1-2-3 inning for Finley. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0, Portsley, the Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. As Jack Mahoney will wind and deal, and the first pitch is a called strike to Carlos Franco, the eighth batter and catcher in the Ports lineup. As here comes the 0-1, Mahoney will wind and deal again. And it is quickly 0-2. Mahoney back-to-back good pitches on the outside part of the plate. Mahoney now looking for the punch out to Carlos Franco. And Mahoney goes to the breaking ball low and away. Count of 1-2. Mahoney fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, and the sinker for Mahoney. Count of 1-2. As here comes another offering and a ground ball foul towards the Ports dugout. Count at 1-2 still as the outfield now, besides left center, is now in the shade as the sun starting to set here in Stockton. As here comes the 1-2. Mahoney will wind and deal. And a ground ball again. Tevin Tucker's been busy. He scoops it up over to first in time. And Franco is out. 5 straight groundouts now for Mahoney. And he's retired 5 in a row, 3 of them to second base, as it brings up Pedro Pineda with 1 out here in the bottom of the third inning. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas, on the bases Jonathan Rector. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it is right back to us and fouled off. Count it 0-1, and after the ricochet, a fan in the front row will get a souvenir. Down to 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And that is low. Count of 1-1. Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire, has been generous in the bottom of the zone where Mahoney is working. Here comes the 1-1. And it's outside. 2-1 from Jack Mahoney. The right-hander making his 5th start against the California League North Division. Second against the Ports, here comes the 2-1. And it's a high pop-up, and it goes foul. Now 2-2. Mahoney on the road as well, making his 4th start. A 2-1 record, a 2.08 ERA. He has gone 6-plus innings in his last 2 outings. Here's the 2-2 from Mahoney. And a ground ball again. Tucker now will go the backhand, and it skips into center field. That should be an error on Tucker, as it's a 1-out error as Pineda will reach. Should be E4 as Tucker went to the backhand, couldn't come up with it. And now it's TJ Schofield Sam with a runner at first and 1 out. And Tucker busy over there at second base, could not handle that ball. It is an error for Tucker. First error on Fresno. This is a team that leads the California League in fielding percentage at .978. Here comes the pitch outside of Schofield Sam. Count of 1-0. The left fielder is 0-1. He lined out to the left fielder Cruz his first time up. Unless here comes the 1-0 from Mahoney. Come set around the numbers. Here comes the 1-0. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Lots of movement on that changeup from Mahoney at 86 miles per hour. Working away from Schofield Sam, who's back for another season with the Stockton Ports. Here comes the 1-1 to Schofield Sam. And it's a foul ball. Count now at 1-2. By the way, former Fresno Grizzly Jordan Beck just homered again for Colorado against San Francisco tonight. The Rockies lead 4-1 in the second inning. A 3-run first, and then A home run by Beck in the second. As here comes the 1-2. And it is outside. Two balls and two strikes. As Mahoney wears number 19 on the back of his jersey. The same number for his prospect rankings on MLB.com. The South Carolina product. Two balls, two strikes. Looks back the runner at first in Pineda. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive again to left field. Cruz is going to miss it as it will go all the way to the wall. This is extra bases for Schofield. Sam, similar spot, but Cruz going to come up with it. It's going to be a double as Pineda scurries to third. And just like that, two runners on with one out. Second and third now, and it brings up Casey Yamauchi, who's 0 for 1 with a strikeout, and that error by Tucker looming large for Fresno. As the infield will play back now, it is a double for Schofield. Sam is first since joining the roster. As the infield staying back, that means they will trade an out for a run. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And Mahoney, that is down. Count of one ball and no strikes. 93 miles per hour on the fastball. Bottom of the third inning, the Ports trying to extend their lead here against Fresno. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And a foul ball towards the Ports dugout, and everyone trying to get out of the way. Count now at one ball and one strike. Yamauchi signed as a free agent by the Athletics. He is 23 years old, went to Hawaii Hilo. Here comes the 1-1 to Yamauchi from Mahoney. And it's a line drive and a base hit to right field. He continues to pick up hits. As now Schofield Sam will stop at third. It's another single for Yamauchi. It's now 2-0 Stockton. So Schofield Sam to third. Pineda comes in to score after the error. And that's the second hit and a run. Should be an unearned run for the time being. Now runners at first and third with one out. And it's Luke Mann. As here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza. For Casey Yamauchi, he reached base four times yesterday with three hits, including a double. He reached base three times on Wednesday with two hits. And then on Tuesday, reached base twice with a single. So he has nine hits now in this series. Continues to pound the baseball. A D2 product, though, as he is used to Fresno. Faced Fresno Pacific, the Sunbirds. And now he's been able to get some hits against the Grizzlies. A good find for the Athletics as a free agent signee. As the Grizzlies going to try to get out of this inning, but the one guy they do not want at the dish is up in Luke Mann. As a new baseball going to happen for Jack Mahoney. 2-0 Stockton here in the bottom of the third inning. Runners at the corners here with one out, and it's Luke Mann who homered his last time up. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it is a called strike. Good changeup on the outside part of the plate. Counted 0-1. Luke Mann 6-for-6 in his last six at-bats with a trio of home runs. Here comes the 0-1 to Mann. And it is low count of one ball and one strike. As the runner takes second base, and they're going to say it's a wild pitch as Yamauchi in a second base, and the double play is not possible now. So now runners at second and third with one out. As Yamauchi now in a scoring position, Mann 6'2", 218 pounds, a 14th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2, went right back to that changeup. Nasty down in the zone, now 1-2, and if Mahoney can strike out Mann, that is a big sigh of relief. Runners at second and third with one out. 2-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. One ball, two strikes, as now Mahoney will step off and reset himself. Down to one ball and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trail 2-0. Fresno falling behind early here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here's the 1-2 to Mann. And it's in the dirt again. Good stop from McCabe. Two balls and two strikes. Luke Mann wears number 11 on the back of his blue jersey. A very good lefty in this lineup for Stockton. Could be a future star in the Athletic system. There comes the 2-2 from Mahoney. And man, he will swing and he will come up empty. And Mahoney, a big second punch out of the game. Second out of the inning, and it brings up Nate Nankill, who is 0-for-1 with a ground out. And Mahoney, big sigh of relief at the mound after he gets Mann to go after another changeup down. Mahoney should just build a house and live down there. Here comes the pitch to Nankill now. And it's a high pop-up. This is in shallow right field. And it's going to be the second baseman in Tucker making the play. As the Grizzlies trail 2-0 as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota. Let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. 2-0, the Grizzlies trail the Ports as Aiden Longwell will lead things off for Fresno. He is 1-for-1, the only hit so far for the Grizzlies, against right-hander in Jackson Finley. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, he will wind and deal. Longwell takes it outside, count of 1-0 and 0 strikes. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As here comes the 1-1 to Longwell, and it is in there for a strike, count at 1-2. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Down at 1-2 strikes to Longwell. Here comes the pitch from Finley. Winds and deals, and it's inside. 2-2. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As here comes the 2-2. Inside, 3-2 now to Longwell as he works the count here against Jackson Finley. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively, here comes the 3-2 and a ground ball to the second baseman Yamauchi. He picks it up over to first is in time, and Longwell is retired 4-3 on the putout as it brings up the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Here on May 17th, crazy to think about it, that we are already halfway through the month of May. For the Grizzlies, this is game 36 of the 2024 season. As here comes the pitch and a high chopper again. Yamauchi, tough bounce. He stays with it. The low throw is dug out for the second out. And back-to-back ground outs. It goes 4-3. Two outs now as it brings up the third baseman and Andy Perez, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As the Grizzlies offense can't get anything going right now. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch to Perez. He looks to bunt his way on, and that goes right back to the pitcher and Finley, who bears hand it, and the throw is in time. And a 1-2-3 inning as Finley gets the out as Perez tries to bunt his way on. We have the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0. Stockton leads Fresno. As Miles Naylor will lead things off, he's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Here comes the pitch from right-hander Jack Mahoney. And it's a called strike at 90 miles per hour down in the zone. Count of no balls and one strike for Jack Mahoney. Attended St. Viator High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. As here is a broken bat and up the middle, a base hit as the second baseman in Tucker lunges after the ball and he comes up empty as Naylor has a leadoff single. That's the fourth hit now for Stockton as it brings up DH and Nick Schwartz, who is 0-for-1, a ground out back to Mahoney. Mahoney went to South Carolina after his time in high school, 3 seasons with the South Carolina Gamecocks. As here comes the pitch and a ground ball, and that one goes foul. The third baseman, Andy Perez, was ready to throw the ball towards first. He was a two-way star for multiple years. He pitched in 2021 and 2023, had Tommy John surgery, hence why he missed 2022 as a pitcher, but he batted in 2021 and 2022. Of course, Mahoney was a better pitcher, and that's why he is where he is right now. As the 0-1's in the dirt, good stop from McCabe, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mahoney, though, as a hitter, 2 of his 3 hits among his 20 at-bats left the yard. So tons of power for Mahoney. That includes that right arm at 95 miles per hour for his fastball. As here comes the 1-1 to Schwartz. And it's in the dirt, count at 2 balls and 1 strike. And Mahoney looking for some run support in all 4 games where he's been. The result has ended in a Grizzlies loss. He has received really no run support. 2 runs the past 2 times that Mahoney's been out. The other time, the Grizzlies were shut out. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a fly ball to right field. Racing back is the right fielder in Hill, and he will make the catch for the first out. As Schwartz is now retired, and it brings up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. Mahoney, after that home run allowed by Luke Mann back in the first inning, he is second on the team in most home runs allowed by a pitcher. The most was Austin Emner, which the left-hander gave up a couple last night. As here comes the pitch to Montero from Mahoney, and it's outside, count at 1-0. Mahoney has allowed 4 home runs. Emner has allowed 6 on the season. 1 ball, no strikes. Mahoney will come set around the numbers, and here comes his 1-0 offering. And it is fouled off. Count at 1 ball and 1 strike here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0. Stockton leads Fresno. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here comes the 1-1 to Montero. And a check on the runner back safely with a head first dive. It is Miles Naylor. Count remains at 1-1. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Here comes the 1-1 from Mahoney, and it's a little blooper out to left field, long run, and caught by Fadrio Cruz on the run. And that is the second out of the inning. And Montero is retired as it brings up the catcher in Carlos Franco. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that ball is lifted foul and out of play, count it 0-1. As the Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the fourth inning. The Grizzlies trying to find something on offense, and Jack Mahoney looking for a clean fourth inning. He will come set. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Count of 1-1. For Jack Mahoney against Carlos Franco. Franco's first start of the series. He is from Ciudad Bolivar, Venezuela. Ciudad Bolivar, as here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to right center field. G.J. Hill, he's trying to find it, and he will to end the inning. As the Grizzlies have a clean zero, their bats coming up in the top of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. top of the fifth inning, 2-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Jackson Finley. Andrews Jr. 0-1 as the first pitch is line foul, counted no balls and one strike to Andrews Jr. From the right-hander in Jackson Finley. Finley, 23 years old. As here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. And tonight is Mental Health Awareness Night here in Stockton. And want to make sure that everyone knows that is listening in. Mental health is a thing, and make sure that you can help the people around you. As here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Naylor. He's up with it. The throw to first is in time. It goes 6-3, and Andrews Jr. is retired. As it brings up the left fielder, Fadrio Cruz. Mental health, though, is definitely something that everyone needs to talk about. And, of course, if you see someone struggling, please, please make sure you find a way to help your fellow friend. As here comes the pitch to Cruz. On a bunt attempt, it goes foul. Counted no balls and one strike. Fadrio Cruz struck out his first time at the dish. As Cruz trying to get on base. Fresno only just one hit. It was a one-out single in the first inning by Aiden Longwell. As Cruz will take his time. No balls, one strike, as he is talking to the home plate umpire in Gabe Vargas. Cruz, 23 years old, as here comes the 0-1 and a liner foul. Now no balls and two strikes. From San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent in 2017. Here comes the 0-2, and it's low. Good eye from Cruz. Count of one ball and two strikes. Catcher Franco trying to get a punch out there. So here comes the 1-2 to Cruz, and Cruz, a foul ball, just gets a piece of it, and he stays alive. One ball, two strikes. Fadrio Cruz wears the number 28 on the back of his gray jersey. Cruz, first year with the Grizzlies, but a guy who's been around the Rockies system. This is his seventh professional season. As here's the 1-2, and Cruz, fly ball to right field. Did he get a hold of one? It is at the track. It's at the wall, and it is gone. Fadrio Cruz goes deep, and the Grizzlies have cut into this deficit. It is 2-1. Second homer of the season for Fadrio Cruz. And just like that, Fresno within one. As it will bring up Ben McCabe, Fadrio Cruz knew when he got a hold of that one. And just like that, there is the spark Fresno's offense was looking for. Second hit allowed by Finley, and Cruz makes it 2-1 as here comes Ben McCabe. And McCabe pops it foul, counted no balls and a strike. That's got to feel great for Cruz. 23 years old, Cruz now with that home run has now 9 RBI on the year. OPS just over 600 now. Here's the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Now 0-2. So Fadrio Cruz to right field. That ball powered out there. No balls, two strikes to McCabe. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside. One ball and two strikes. Fresno has not homered in a couple of days, so that's got to feel great for the offense as well. That's the 20th homer by the Grizzlies this season. Here comes the 1-2 to Ben McCabe. Outside, two balls and two strikes. That's the 18th home run against a right-hander this year as well. And the 17th on the road. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And McCabe, another high pop-up. This is in foul territory. The catcher, Franco, battling, and makes the play for the second out. McCabe is retired. This brings up Caleb Hobson, who struck out swinging his first time. As Fresno trails 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to take the third game of four in this series. Fresno had won 6 in a row against Stockton before last night. As here's a fly ball foul, counted 0-1 from Caleb Hobson. Hobson, though, 3 hits in last night's contest. Scored the lone run on a wild pitch. As Hobson going to throw back a piece of his equipment towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. Hobson's second three-hit game in 2024 as he will foul that one off. Count now at 0-2. Just had him on the pregame show, and he said he likes to bowl. I do too, so maybe we'll see a Caleb Hobson versus Stephen Rice bowling tournament at some point. I would take Hobson probably in a landslide with his competitiveness, as that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But Fadrio Cruz goes deep. It's 2-1 Stockton as you head the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 Stockton leads Fresno here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aves, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. As Pineda fouls off the first pitch, count at 0-1. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Was that swung on and missed? Count it 0-2. A devastating pitch on the outside part of the plate. Find the Metro Local Supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As that pitch is outside, count a 1-1. And 2 strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-2 from Mahoney. And it's down 2-2. Mahoney looking to strike out Pineda, who is 0-1, reached on an error and scored a run. As here comes the 2-2 from Mahoney. And it is a ground ball softly hit again. Perez coming across the diamond. The throw is in time. Andy Perez has looked good from his third base position. It goes 5-3, and Pineda is retired as here comes the left fielder and TJ Schofield Sam. 1-2 with a double. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As we said, Chuck Chansey Park hosting Tequila Fest tonight. Busta Rhymes, T-Pain, as here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and a ground ball, lots of action on it. Wimmer picks it up, oh, to first is barely in time for the second out. It goes 6-3, and Schofield Sam is retired. There was a lot of backspin on that baseball, but Wimmer stays with it, as here comes Casey Yamauchi, 1-2 with an RBI single. But Tequila Fest at Chuck Chansey Park, and I hope that a lot of California had a chance to go check it out. If not, I hope you're tuning in to tonight's game. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. Tequila Fest, second year with Tequila Fest. Last year won a golden bobblehead in minor league baseball for a non-baseball event. As here's a fly ball, foul, count it 0-2 now to Yamauchi. As the Grizzlies enjoying it, lots of action. There's also Sage the Gemini. We have Fashawn performing as well at Chokchansey Park. That will go to around midnight, 1 in the morning. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. Winds and deals. And that's a breaking ball fouled off. Yamauchi getting a piece of it. Yamauchi in his 9 hits during the series, the majority of them are line drives out to shallow center, left, and right field. As here comes the 0-2. And it's a ground ball again. Perez, backhand. The throw to first is in time. And a 1-2-3 inning. Yamauchi, no line drive there. A ground out. And Mahoney is through 5 innings. We head to the 6th. The Grizzlies trailing 2-1. We will be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chokchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the 6th inning, 2-1 Stockton leads Fresno. As the first pitch to Tevin Tucker is high and inside from Junior Tour. Takes over for Jackson Finley on the bump. Tucker 0-for-1 as here comes the 1-0 from Tour. And it's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Final line for Jackson Finley. 5 innings of 1-run ball. Just that solo home run from Cruz. 2 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. Here's the 2-0, and that is a called strike. Count it 2-1. From Junior Tour. T-U-R is how you spell his last name, but pronounced Tour as here comes the 2-1. And Tucker takes a called strike. Now 2-2. Junior Tour listed at 6'6", 200 pounds. As the first reliever out of the pen for the Ports. First time we've seen him in this series. As here comes the 2-2 offering. And it's a foul ball as Tucker gets a piece of it. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tour is 24 years old from Havana, Cuba. Here's the 2-2. And a check swing, and he did go around, and Tucker is out. First strikeout for Tour, and it brings up the right fielder in G.J. Hill, who's 0-for-2. Here in the top of the 6th inning. Tour making his 8th appearance. He's made 3 starts, an 0-1 record with 1 save, a 3.60 ERA. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. 25 innings. He has 19 strikeouts on the year, a 1.44 whip for Tour. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and missed. Now no balls and two strikes. A fastball in the mid-90s so far that we've seen from the right-hander. Coming in, delivering strike after strike, as here comes the 0-2 to G.J. Hill. And it's outside and a little high. Count of one ball and two strikes. Trying to get Hill to chase after it. Top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-2. And Hill will take it low. Two balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trailing 2-1. Another low-scoring game here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a fly ball to deep right field, but that ball will definitely go foul. Hill was way out in front of it, 99 miles per hour off the bat. If that ball is fair, it is long gone. It hooked foul, and the count remains at 2-2. As Hill will get ready once again, time called by the home plate umpire, and Gabe Vargas, as Hill will get right back into the box and get going again. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it is high. Ball three. That was close, as Tour trying to nip the upper part of the zone. Three balls, two strikes to G.J. Hill. The wind and deal. Here it is, and it is outside. Ball four. First walk issued by Stockton Pitching, and it's a one-out walk to the speedster in Hill. As it brings up Aiden Longwell, 1-for-2 with a single for Longwell. He is one of the two hits for Fresno. Longwell in the series, 6-for-14, which included a home run, no doubter, just the other night. Here comes the pitch to Aiden Longwell. There goes Hill. The throw is high. The throw down is low, and Hill is safe. A stolen base for G.J. Hill. His second of the season in two attempts. Now the Grizzlies a runner in scoring position. The count 1-0 to Longwell. Hill leads from second now. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And that is a line drive out to shallow left field. And that ball will get down. And Hill will stop at third. Hill initially did not go. That ball was very close to the line, but Longwell now 2-for-3 with a pair of singles as Hill gets to third. So he's two of the three hits. Now runners at the corners with one out, and it's Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. And the Grizzlies an opportunity to tie this game up if Wimmer can get a ball in the air for a sacrifice fly possibly. But Wimmer would love an extra base hit right here. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count at 1-0. Braylon Wimmer on a modest four-game hit streak. He is 6-for-18 with two doubles, three runs, and a stolen base in that span. As here comes the 1-0, Hill leads from third. Longwell the runner at first. Here's the 1-0, and it's a ground ball foul, count at 1-1. Heads up over there, Cesar Galvez at third base. So count now at one ball and one strike to Braylon Wimmer. He would love to help out his college teammate. Wimmer went to South Carolina with Mahoney, an eighth round draft pick in 2023. Here's the 1-1 and a fly ball foul. Count at 1-2. Wimmer, 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old, born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. His dad, a former minor league player, played in San Jose. As here comes the 1-2, and it's high, two balls and two strikes. As Tour overthrowing that fastball. So two balls, two strikes to Braylon Wimmer. Double play depth for Stockton's middle infield that has had a very good series overall. Here comes the 2-2 to Wimmer. And it's a ground ball foul again as Wimmer stays alive. 86 miles per hour in on the hands as Wimmer just fouled it off towards the third base side. And that's what Tor is trying to get right now, a double play ball. Wimmer, a very good hitter, tied for the team lead with four home runs. Here's the 2-2 to Wimmer. Long pause, here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from Franco as he puts his hands up in the air to get a new baseball. three balls and two strikes. Longwell, the runner at first, has okay speed. G.J. Hill, tons of speed over there at third, so a ball in the gap could score a pair. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Wimmer from Junior Tour. And a ground ball foul as Longwell took off. The count remains at three balls and two strikes as Longwell will head back to first base. Manager Steve Solis will greet him over there. Steve Solis, the first base coach. Three balls, two strikes to Braylon Wimmer once again. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and now they're going to try to get into a rundown. The throw to the plate is offline. The throw back to second is not in time. And the Grizzlies, a perfect execution as Hill will score. And we are tied at two. So Wimmer strikes out. It's the second strikeout for the right-hander in Tour. Longwell took off for second, stopped between first and second. The ball was thrown to the plate as Hill took off for home. He would score. So it's a double steal and we are tied. So now runner at second with two outs for Andy Perez. As now time called from Franco. So it is a run for Fresno. Aiden Longwell, that was perfectly executed. Stop between first and second. The ball was thrown then to second, where Longwell just stopped. He was going to try to get into a rundown. The ball was thrown back to the plate, and it was late and outside, and Hill scored easily. Third stolen base for Hill and Longwell. As here's the pitch to Perez, and he grounds one softly. Yamauchi, the backhand, the throw is in time to end the inning, but the Grizzlies tie the game up at two with some interesting steal. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2 between Fresno and Stockton. As Jack Mahoney still on the bump for Fresno. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. First pitch to Luke Mann's outside, count at 1-0. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here's the 1-0. That's outside, two balls and no strikes. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 2-0. That is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Close pitch there from Mahoney to Luke Mann, who has a solo home run, 1-for-2. Here comes the 3-0. Way outside, and Mahoney did not want any part of Luke Mann right there. That is only his first walk of the game, as it brings up the right fielder in Nate Nankill here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us here on May 17th as the Grizzlies and the Ports are tied at 2. Mahoney will come set. And here comes the pitch to Nankill, who's 0-2. Inside, count at 1-0. Mahoney trying to find the strike zone once again as there's action down in that Fresno bullpen. One ball, no strikes, as here comes Ben McCabe to talk to Jack Mahoney. So the Grizzlies tying the game up at 2 after an unconventional double steal. G.J. Hill is third stolen base, second in the inning. He has 3 now on the season. And Aiden Longwell, that's the second time he's been a part of that steal situation where the runner scored from third. And so that allows Fresno to tie this game up at 2 here in the bottom of the 6th. Friday night baseball here in Stockton, California. Nice crowd on hand. Lots of groups on hand here. Lots of little leagues at Banner Island Ballpark. There was also an event going on across the waterfront here in Stockton. As here comes the 1-0. And it's a foul ball. Count at 1-1. So you could hear some music pregame. There was festivities going on in the early afternoon as the Grizzlies and the Ports continue this series. Stockton did not take batting practice today after exploding for 13 runs last night. Their most runs scored against Fresno this season. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a little pop-up to the shortstop in Wimmer's. Nankill slams his bat down in disgust, and Wimmer makes the play. First out of the inning, as brings up the shortstop in Miles Naylor. Want to give a shout-out to Kevin Lorenz listening in. I know that he is enjoying a game between Inland Empire and Rancho Cucamonga as well. Mr. Lorenz, thanks for tuning in as well. As here comes the first pitch to Miles Naylor. And it's outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies and the Ports tied at 2. We'll give you some scores around the California League just momentarily. There is a great game going on where Mr. Lorenz is at Lone Mart Field. As here comes the 1-0. And a check on the runner. Back safely is Mann with a head first dive. Top of the 7th inning, 9-9. Between Inland Empire and Rancho Cucamonga, 19 hits, 18 runs in that game. As here comes the 1-0-2 Naylor from Jack Mahoney, and it swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Inland Empire and Rancho Cucamonga traded 2 runs in the first inning, then the 66ers put up 5 runs in the fourth, but Rancho Cucamonga and Inland Empire then 2 runs each in the fifth, and the Quakes a 4-run sixth inning to tie the game up at 9. As that swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Keith L. Key got the start for the 66ers, and then Christofferson out of the bullpen, both having trouble trying to keep zeros on the board. The Quakes gave the ball to Day, and then just pitching right now is the right-hander in Emmett. As here comes the 1-2, and that is just low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good location there from Mahoney. For the Quakes, a 2-hit game for Jarrell Perez, but it's Jose De Paula, 3-for-3. He has 2 home runs, now 4 on the season and in the series. As that gets away from McCabe, up to second goes Mann. As the count now at 3-2. We'll see what they call that pitch. But Jose De Paula, 3-for-3, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, and 3 runs. And the top of the lineup, George, is 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and 3 runs. For the 66ers, bottom of the lineup getting it done, Adrian Plasencia, his 4th home run of the year. Here comes the 3-2. It's swung on and missed. And Naylor is out. A big strikeout for Mahoney, just his 3rd strikeout of the game. 2 outs now as it brings up Nick Schwartz, who's 0-for-2. So 9-9 in the 7th inning in that 66ers and Quakes game. Another close game, this time at John Thurman Field between San Jose and Modesto. 2-2 between the Giants and the Nuts. San Jose, 2 runs in the first inning. Modesto, a run in the second and fifth. As that's a called strike to Schwartz, count it 0-1. For San Jose, they have all singles among their 3 hits. RBIs for Quintas and Schliger. And a run as well for Scott Bandura, the Princeton product. Here's the 0-1. That is low. Count of 1-1. For Modesto, it was a home run for Michael Arroyo, his 3rd of the season. And then Lázaro Montes scoring on an RBI from Luis Sweetspell. Count of 1-1. Here comes a pitch from Mahoney. And that's in the dirt, and it gets away again from McCabe. Up to third goes man. 2-2 in that San Jose-Modesto game, by the way. Our score here, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2, but Luke Mann now at third with 2 outs. By the way, they're saying it's a wild pitch from Mahoney on the last 2, not a pass ball, wild pitches to allow Mann to get to third. As here comes the 2-1, and that is inside, 3-3. So Mahoney with the 3 wild pitches, the most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. Fresno coming into this game as a pitching staff had just 13 total wild pitches. As here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza out of the dugout. So 16 overall, but as an individual pitcher, this is the first time that there's been multiple wild pitches by an arm. By the way, the last game of the California League we have not talked about. It is 8-7, Lake Elsinore leading Visalia, but the Rawhide, they scored 5 runs in the bottom of the fifth. So Lake Elsinore, a 4-run 3rd, a 4-run 5th, Visalia, 2 runs in the fourth, 5 runs in the fifth inning. It is 8-7, 15 runs and 15 hits in that game. Lake Elsinore will face Fresno later in the season. The Rawhide, the next Grizzlies opponent. A good game so far for Drew Jones. 3-for-3. He has a home run, his 2nd of the year. 2 RBI for him. Also home run for De Leon, his 2nd home run. The catcher for Visalia. 8-7 in that game. So a lot of close games in the California League tonight. Here's a 3-1 to Nick Schwartz with the runner at 3rd and 2 outs. And that's a called strike. Now 3-2 as Mahoney trying to work out this jam. 2-2 our score. 3-2. Runner at 3rd is man as Mahoney looking to get out of the inning unscathed. Here's his pitch. And it's outside, 4. Mahoney upset with himself. That's his 2nd walk of the inning. And it brings up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. With 2 outs, runners now at the corners. Still action down in that Fresno bullpen. But it's Mahoney's game right now to try to work out of. Mahoney now up to 96 pitches. The most thrown by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. 99 done twice by Mahoney and Brian Perez. As another mound visit from Ben McCabe to talk to Mahoney, trying to calm down the right-hander. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Trachancy Park will be enacting a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As here comes manager Steve Solis, that will be it for Mahoney. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Trachancy Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Pitching change, we'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. We are still in the bottom of the sixth inning. We are tied at 2 between Fresno and Stockton. There are 2 outs. Runners at the corners here for Darlin Montero, who's 0-2. And the new pitcher is right-hander Colin Baumgartner out of the bullpen to relieve Jack Mahoney, whose line is not done just yet. But now Montero against the right-hander in Baumgartner. Here's the pitch and a ground ball foul. Counted 0-1 down the left field line. Colin Baumgartner, 6'6", 250 pounds, 25 years old, born in Alton, Illinois. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2023 out of Kansas. Here comes the 0-1 and a foul ball quickly 0-2. Baumgartner went to high school in Paisaw. As he's looking to get out of this inning, Southwestern High School for Baumgartner in Paisaw, Illinois. As here comes the 0-2, it's high and outside, count of 1-2. As you said, went to the University of Kansas. That was his last season, spent 5 years at SIUE. As here comes the 1-2 to Montero, it's outside, 2-2. Baumgartner appearing out of the bullpen for the 14th time. A 2-2 record, a 1.53 ERA. 4 holds, and he's 1-for-1 in save opportunities. Here comes the 2-2, and a fly ball to deep center field, but playable for the center fielder in Hobson, who will make the catch, and Baumgartner gets out of the jam, and Mahoney will finish with just 2 runs allowed. We head to the 7th, tied at 2. Come on back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, 2-2 between Fresno and Stockton, as E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Junior Tor. Andrews Jr. 0-2. a strikeout and a ground out as he swings and misses. A nice hack right there. Count it 0-1. 94 miles per hour from Tour. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And he will take a called strike quickly. 0-2. 90 miles per hour from Tour. As now Andrews Jr. is going to have to battle right here. Here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. And Andrews Jr. out on strikes. Third strikeout for Tour. First out of the inning. And it brings up left fielder Fadrio Cruz. Cruz a solo home run back in the fifth inning. He is 1-4-2. As Fadrio Cruz trying to give Fresno the lead. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside. Cruz takes it for a ball. Count of one ball and no strikes. Fadrio Cruz 5'10". 170 pounds. Known for his speed, but the power tonight from him as he swings and misses. Count at 1-1. 95 from Junior Tour. Good fastball from the right-hander. Here comes the 1-1 and a fly ball foul. Count at 1-2. Nice crowd on hand for Friday night baseball as the Grizzlies and the Ports continue their series. Here's the 1-2. And it's low, and it's called strike three, and Cruz is out. That's the fourth strikeout for Tour, 11 by Ports pitching, and now it's Ben McCabe who's 0-2. Tour getting Cruz to look at that pitch, as here comes the first pitch to Ben McCabe. As here comes the first pitch, it's a strike count and no balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch outside of McCabe, count of 1-1. As Tor getting ready once again, here's the 1-1. And inside to McCabe, count of 2-1. Ben McCabe wears number 40 on the back of his gray jersey, the UCF product. 2-1, here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, now 2-2. Fastball at 95 from Tour, and McCabe could not catch up to it. Great game, another low-scoring game, just 7 combined hits. Here's the 2-2, and it is outside as Tour started hopping towards the dugout, thinking he had a 1-2-3 inning. Instead, now 3-2 to see if McCabe can make him pay right here. 3-2. Here's the pitch. And McCabe swing and a miss, and Tor strikes out this side. We head to the stretch. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota.
Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-2 between Fresno and Stockton, as Carlos Franco will lead things off against Colin Baumgartner, back out for another inning of work. Final line for right-hander Jack Mahoney, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned, 2 walks, and just 3 strikeouts for the right-hander Mahoney. As now it's Baumgartner, who so far has 1/3 of an inning pitched. And now he takes on Franco, as here comes the first pitch from the right-hander. It's outside, count of 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rancho Cucamonga leads Inland Empire 10-9. They're heading to the eighth. Here's the 1-0, swung on and missed, count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to win their third game of 4 in this series. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander Baumgartner, and it's a soft fly ball out to shallow right field. The second baseman in Tucker is there as he puts it away for the first out. And it brings up the center fielder in Pedro Pineda. Pineda 0-2, but he scored a run after reaching on an error by the second baseman Tucker. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, or wraps and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike, counted 0-1. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch to Pineda, and that is just outside. Count now at 2-1. That's been called a strike all night from home plate umpire and Gabe Vargas. So here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. Now 2-2. Good pitch at the bottom of the zone, 93 miles per hour. Here on May 17th, game 4 of this 6-game series. Here comes the pitch. That's outside, 3-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Saturday Night Baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here's the 3-2, and it's fouled off by Pineda as he stays alive. Pedro Pineda, third season as a professional, 6'2", 185 pounds, from Santo Domingo Norte, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 3-2 again, and it is called strike 3, 94 miles per hour, and Pineda caught looking. First strikeout for Baumgartner. And with two away, here comes T.J. Schofield Sam. 1-for-3 with a double for Schofield Sam. Colin Baumgartner's had an outstanding season, the right-hander, but especially in his first month in April over 8 games, went 2-0 with 3 holds over 11 2/3 scoreless innings. As that's a strike count at 0-1. 2 hits, 3 walks, 21 strikeouts. Hitters batted .057, and he had a 0.43 minuscule whip. As that is low, count of 1-1. Baumgartner signed as an undrafted free agent And despite his veteran presence, this is a very good pitcher. That is swung on and missed, count at 1-2. A lot of scouts has found him intriguing, and a lot of scouts surprised that he was not taken in the draft. And it probably was because he was on the older side, 6 years in college. As that swung on and missed, and Baumgartner strikes out a pair. He is an inning and a third of scoreless baseball. We head to the eighth as the Grizzlies looking to take the lead when we come back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the eighth inning, we are tied at 2 between Fresno and Stockton as Caleb Hobson will lead things off against the right-hander in Junior Tour as Jake Snyder is awaiting on deck. Looks like he will pinch hit for Fresno as the first pitch is a called strike to Hobson. Count it 0-1. So Tevin Tucker not on deck. It's the left-hander and Jake Snyder. As here's a fly ball out to right field. Hit well, but the right fielder in Nankill will range over, and he will make the catch for the out as Hobson is retired 0-3, and now it will be Jake Snyder, and he will come in and pinch hit here for Tevin Tucker as he will let the umpire know. So now it's Jake Snyder who will come pinch hit. One out here in the top of the eighth inning. So Snyder for Tevin Tucker. Snyder does not play second base, so we might have a change of positions because Hill can play second base, so it might just be a switch in terms of that. But now it's Jake Snyder batting .292, a .485 on base percentage, a .469 slugging percentage, and a .954 OPS. That's over 31 games, 2 homers, 2 triples, 7 doubles, 18 RBI, and 21 runs scored. Here's the pitch to Snyder. He takes it for a call strike, count it 0-1. He also has 31 walks, which is tied for first in the California League. Here's the pitch, and that is low. Count of 1-1. Jake Snyder was supposed to have the night off, but now will come off the bench for Steve Solis' squad. As that's inside, almost hits him. 2-0. Jake Snyder will celebrate his 26th birthday on Sunday. As here comes the 2-1 from Junior Tour. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball inside. 3-1 is Snyder. Almost hit the deck right there. 3-0. Snyder, one more triple will put him in the top 10 for Grizzlies all-time triples, tying him with Roger Kieschnick and Juan Mello. Here's a 3-1, and it almost hits him as he does hit the deck. Ball 4, his 32nd walk. He is now first in the California League in that category. It's a one-out walk. Second walk issued by Tour, and it will bring up G.J. Hill with a runner at first and one out. Jake Snyder has outstanding speed. He is 7-for-9 in stolen base attempts this season. That leads the Grizzlies. We'll see if he takes off with G.J. Hill, a very good hitter as well. Here comes the pitch from Tour. He will come set 3 on the pitch clock. And now a check on Snyder. That ball gets away. And now Snyder will take second base. It's going to be an error on Tour on the pickoff attempt. And that is the first error for Stockton as Jake Snyder is in scoring position. The first baseman, Montero, could not handle it. The ball gets away from him, picked up by the second baseman in Yamauchi. Now Snyder in scoring position for G.J. Hill as Aiden Longwell awaits on deck. Tour looks in as here comes the first pitch of the at-bat. And it's high, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies trying to score a run here. The Grizzlies with runners in scoring position. It's been tough in the month of May. As here comes a visit by the catcher in Franco. Fresno, over 15 games in the month, coming into tonight, 24-for-126. That's a 190 clip with runners in scoring position in the month of May. Fresno tonight are 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They've only left 2 on base. As a count of 1-0 to G.J. Hill, here comes the pitch. And it's way high. 2 balls and no strikes. Fresno, 6-9 in the month of May. They have left 124 runners on base in the month as well. As here comes the 2-0. And it swung on and foul tip. Count it 2-1 as Hill lost his footing. 92 on that fastball on the outside part of the plate. 2 balls and a strike. 2-2 our score here in the top of the 8th inning. As Fresno trying to win another low-scoring, close game. Here comes the 2-1, and it is high. 3 balls and a strike, as G.J. Hill would love to get on for Aiden Longwell. Longwell is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles in this game. He also was a part of a double stolen base that allowed Hill to score. Here comes the 3-1 to Hill. And he fouls it off now 3-2. Hill 0-for-2, a walk, 2 stolen bases, and a run scored. Let's count it 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out and a runner at second for Fresno, which is Jake Snyder. A pinch hit walk for Snyder. As the Grizzlies trying to take the lead. Action down in that Stockton bullpen. Here comes the 3-2 to Hill. And a check on Snyder. He will skedaddle back to the base. 3 balls, 2 strikes once again. As the Giants just took the lead over the Rockies 6-4 in the 5th inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fresno looking to take the lead right here. Here comes the pitch to G.J. Hill. And he swings and misses for the second out. That pitch was on the outside part of the plate at 93. And that's Tour's 6th strikeout as here comes manager Javier Godard, and he will take the ball from Tour. We'll have a pitching change right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back. We are still in the top of the eighth inning. Runner at second with two outs for Fresno. 2-2 between Stockton and Fresno. As Aiden Longwell take on Mark Ottomiak out of the bullpen. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander and Ottomiak. And it's a foul ball and a broken bat as Longwell will get some new lumber. Count it 0-1. As Ottomiak looking for just one out. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Junior Torres' line is not done yet. He's responsible for the runner at second base in Snyder, who had a one-out walk. So runner at second with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. As the count at 0-1 to Aiden Longwell. 2-2 our score as the Grizzlies looking to score a run thanks to Longwell. Inland Empire just took an 11-10 lead over Rancho Cucamonga. San Jose now leads 5-2 over Modesto. As here comes the 0-1 to Longwell. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Ottomiak, and Longwell checked his swing. He did not go. Count at 1-1. Ottomiak wears number 44 on the back of his blue jersey, 6'4", 230 pounds. Drafted by the Athletics in the 15th round in 2022. As he will step off the rubber. Count of 1-1 to Aiden Longwell. 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. As here comes the 1-1 to Longwell. Looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to center field, but playable for the center fielder and caught by Pineda to end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the bottom of the eighth, tied at 2. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 2-2 between Fresno and Stockton as Casey Yamauchi will lead things off against Bryson Hammer as he first pitches a called strike 93 on the inside part of the plate as he takes over for Colin Baumgartner, who worked 1 1/3 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts as that one is fouled off, now 0-2. So Baumgartner faced four batters, got four outs, and now to Bryson Hammer, the left-hander, 6'1", 186 pounds, 22 years old from Stony Point, North Carolina. Here comes the 0-2, inside count of 1-2. Hammer, 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. One ball, two strikes, a funky lefty. Here's the pitch, and it's a pop-up foul by Yamauchi, who's now 1-for-3 with an RBI single here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jake Snyder now the left fielder. Fidro Cruz moves from left to right, and G.J. Hill from right to second base, as that is inside, and the count now at 1-2. And that is official if you're watching online. As here comes the 1-2 and a ground ball. The third baseman Perez is right there. The throw to first is in time. And it goes 5-3 as Yamauchi is out. One away as here comes Luke Mann. 1-for-2, a solo home run back in the first inning. He's also walked as well. As Bryson Hammer is on the mound. They still have Colin Baumgartner pitching, by the way, online. As here comes the pitch from Hammer outside, count of 1-0 against Luke Mann. Hammer, we'll see how many pitches are close to the zone here against a guy who's been on fire over the last couple of nights. As that is a called strike, good pitch, 94 buried at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. As here comes the pitch from Hammer, winds and deals. And it's a check swing, a half-hearted check swing, count at 1-2. 94 again from Hammer. Good pitch, down and away. Bryson Hammer making his 13th appearance out of the bullpen. Here comes the pitch, and that's called strike three, and he gets man looking. Second out, first strikeout for Hammer, and two away as here comes Nate Nankill 0-for-3. Hammer, a 1-1 record, a 2.04 ERA. Two holds. He is 2-for-4 in save chances this year. The left-hander, though, as we said, a funky lefty. Good stuff. As that's outside, count at 1-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2 our score as Fresno and Stockton battling it out. Here comes the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Counted 1-1. Good fastball at 94. Tough arm slots as here comes the pitch from Hammer. He will wind and deal. And it is just high. Just high. Two balls and a strike. Looked like a strike from my point of view. As Hammer will now have to come back into Nankill. Here comes the 2-1. Will wind and deal. And that's low. Three balls and a strike. Nate Nankill, N-A-N-K-I-L. He is 0-for-3 with a pair of pop-ups and a ground out to Andy Perez, who is covering that line at third. The 3-1 swung on and missed. That slider was good down in the zone. Three balls and two strikes as Nankill way out in front of it. So three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is fouled off just barely as McCabe couldn't squeeze it. Three balls, two strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow in Game 5 of 6. Crazy to think that we're already over halfway in not only the month, but this series. Here's the 3-2 and a line drive base hit out to center field. A two-out hit. That is the first hit for Stockton since the fourth inning. As Nankill now 1-for-4 with that single. And it brings up Miles Naylor, who's 1-for-3 with a single. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Fly ball to right field. This is playable for the right fielder in Cruz, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. We head to the ninth now as the Grizzlies and the Ports tied at two.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the ninth inning, 2-2 between Fresno and Stockton. As Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-for-3, will lead things off. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. And a chopper, a slow ground ball at the third base, and it should be a single for Wimmer. That ball deadened between home and third, and Wimmer has an infield single to lead off the ninth inning. Fourth hit for Fresno as it brings up Andy Perez, who's 0-for-3. So Braylon Wimmer reaches on an infield single. That ball barely fair down the third base line against Mark Automiak, who has a third of an inning so far. He will come set around the belt. Here comes his pitch to Andy Perez, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from Franco, count at 1-0. Final line for Junior Tour, 2 2/3 innings. One hit, one run, it was earned. Two walks, six strikeouts for Tour. And now to Automiak. Automiak so far an inning, or 1/3 of an inning, as here comes the pitch. And a fly ball fouls, a count at 1-1. He is listed at 6'4", 230 pounds. And Automiak, second pitcher out of the bullpen for Stockton. 23 years old for the right-hander. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez. And Perez fouls it off now 1-2. Mark Henry Automiak, born in Des Plaines, Illinois. 15th round draft pick out of Arkansas. The former Razorback making his 13th appearance out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, a 4.61 ERA. He also has one save on the season. Split time between the ACL Athletics, excuse me, and High A Lansing. Now here in Stockton, here in the top of the ninth inning, one ball, two strikes to Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and it's low, two balls and two strikes. 97 from Automiak. Second time we've seen him in this series. Pitched back on Tuesday. One run allowed in one inning of work on one hit and two walks. Runner at first is Wimmer with good speed. Here comes the 2-2 to Andy Perez. And it gets away from the catcher in Franco. Up to second goes Wimmer on the wild pitch. It's now 3-2 to Andy Perez. That ball inside at 88. And now Wimmer in scoring position as Andy Perez an opportunity to give the Grizzlies the lead. This Fresno team continues to play close games. Over the past week, they have played a plethora of 3-2 games. Four of them, to be exact, over the past week. Here comes the 3-2. And Perez, a foul ball off his body, and they'll do it again. Went off his leg and right to the pitcher as Automiak fields it. Fresno, against Modesto, had three 3-2 games in a row. And then on Tuesday, a 3-2 win over Stockton, a Jake Snyder solo shot in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies, a lot of close games over the past week as well. They had five straight one-run games and then a two-run game after that. So six of their last seven games have been one- or two-run games. And Fresno's won a couple of them. As the Grizzlies trying to win another close game here against these Ports who just don't go away. Here comes the 3-2 to Perez. And Perez, fly ball to right field. And that ball will go foul. And we'll do it again with the same count. 88 miles per hour as Perez stays alive. Was out in front on that pitch. And here comes the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Fresno and Stockton. A beautiful night for baseball, and we're looking for a nice ending as well. Here's the 3-2, and Perez, foul tip, and it will continue. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Fresno and Stockton. Game 4 of 6, Friday night baseball. The Grizzlies once again in a tight game. The Cardiac Bears. Cardiac Grizzlies, however you want to call them. Looking for a comeback win as well. They were trailing 2-0 early. Here's the 3-2 to Perez. And he fouls it off, heads up towards the Ports dugout. That ball ricocheted all the way back to the pitcher, Automiak. And now the 10th pitch upcoming between Perez and Automiak. The right-hander and Mark Automiak, the former Razorback, played for Dave Van Horn. Or the SEC, Andy Perez from Cuba. Here's the 3-2 again. And Perez, fly ball to shallow left field. The third baseman and man will not make the play. He dropped the ball right near the tarp on the left side. It was close, but man could not make the catch. And we will do it again. Pitch number 11 coming right here. 96 on that fastball there as Perez spoils it foul again. Runner at second with no outs for Fresno. Wimmer, the runner at second, has good speed. Here's the 3-2, and Perez fouls it off again. 12th pitch coming. That's the sixth straight foul ball. So 12 pitches, and we have six foul balls in a row. 3-2 again between Perez and Automiak. This is pitch number 12 right here. As now time called and the clock resets. Three balls, two strikes. 12th pitch of the at-bat. Here comes the 3-2 again. Long pause. Here it is. And it's inside ball four, and Andy Perez wins the battle. What an at-bat for Perez. That is a big, big at-bat for the 19-year-old Perez. What a job to lay off and win the battle. Now runners at first and second with no outs for E.J. Andrews Jr. 12 pitches in that at-bat. Andrews Jr. is 0-3 as here comes pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna out of the Ports dugout. Here in the top of the ninth inning. And now manager Steve Solis talking with bench coach Cesar Galvez to try to figure out what they're going to do here. E.J. Andrews Jr. good power, but I wonder if they're going to put down a bunt here. Andrews Jr., maybe they'll try to get it to Fajardo Cruz, who's had a big game tonight. We'll see what the situation here is, and that's probably what they're also talking about on the mound. Franco and Automiak was talking to Gabriel Osuna. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Fresno, two runners on with no outs. Here in the top of the ninth inning, we are tied at two. As here comes the pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr., the third baseman man is in on the grass. And he looks to bunt, and it's outside count at 1-0. By the way, San Jose leads Modesto 5-2 in the ninth inning. San Jose looking for their third straight win against the Modesto Nuts. Inland Empire, Rancho Cucamonga tied at 12 going to the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 1-0, and Andrews Jr. looks to bunt, and it's a foul tip count at 1-1. Lake Elsinore trails Visalia 12-8 now in the top of the eighth. Lake Elsinore was leading 7-2. And now Visalia has the lead as here comes the 1-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Runners at first and second as Automiak steps off the rubber. A disengagement. 18 seconds back on that pitch clock. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second with no outs. And Andrews Jr. looks to bunt, and he puts one down the third baseline, and it's a beauty, and everybody's safe. What a bunt from Andrews Jr. to load the bases with no outs. What a job for Andrews Jr. Not only was that going to advance the runners, but he reaches base instead. Perez to second, Wimmer to third, and Andrews Jr. a bunt single. Second hit of the inning. And now it's Fajardo Cruz, who already has a home run tonight. No outs, and the bases are loaded for Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And Cruz takes it in the dirt. It just skips away from Franco, but not far enough. It's the count at 1-0. And the Grizzlies have the bases loaded. Ducks on the pond, and Fresno can take the lead if Cruz can be smart right here at the dish. One ball, no strikes. By the way, E.J. Andrews Jr., on that bunt, they said it was just a ground ball back to the pitcher. Didn't say it was a bunt attempt. As here comes the 1-0 to Fajardo Cruz. And Cruz lines one down to right field, and it's foul. Oh, that would have cleared the bases. Instead, the count at 1-1. 103 off the bat from Fajardo Cruz. Oh, that was a bullet off the bat, but just foul. One ball, one strike, bases loaded with no outs for Cruz. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Two balls and a strike. The Grizzlies trying to get all aboard the Cruz. Two balls, one strike here in Stockton. Fajardo Cruz, his second homer of the season in the fifth inning. That put Fresno on the board. And now Cruz can deliver the crucial knock of this game. Here's the 2-1. And Cruz, a line drive. And it's going to be a single. No one's there. And the Grizzlies have the lead. A ball just past the pitcher on Automiak. And everybody's safe. And Fresno in front 3-2. Wimmer comes in a score. Up to third, Andy Perez, Andrews Jr. to second, and Cruz has an RBI infield single. Third hit and a run. As now it is Ben McCabe with the bases loaded and no outs. That's outside, count at 1-0. So Fajardo Cruz gives Fresno the lead here in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, no outs for McCabe, who's 0-3. Here comes the 1-0. And McCabe, swing and a miss, 1-1. 95 from Automiak. So Fajardo Cruz, an infield single. Wimmer scores, Perez a third, E.J. Andrews Jr. to second. Cruz has two of the three RBI in this game. Here's the 1-1. And a ground ball and a diving play from Mann. He goes to second for one. And now they have the runner caught between second and third. It's going to be a double play. That was very, very weird. Mann gets the runner at second, but then they get the double off there as Perez will come in to score. So McCabe will reach on a fielder's choice. It's a double play. Perez scores. It's now 4-2 Fresno. Andrews Jr. is out. Fadrio Cruz is out. We'll see what the official ruling is, but now runner at first with two away. And it's Caleb Hobson. And it's outside, count at 1-0. That was weird. A double play goes 5-4-5 on the double play. So two outs now. As here comes the 1-0, and Hobson fouls it off, count at 1-1. So 5-4-5 on the double play. So McCabe will reach. He will not get an RBI, but Fresno leads 4-2 here in the ninth inning. A very unusual play. So now two outs as that is outside. Counted 2-1 to Hobson, who is 0-3 tonight. The Grizzlies, though, looking for a big win. This has been a very unique game tonight for Fresno, who's looking to take three out of the first four games in this series. As here's a fly ball out to deep right field, but not deep enough as the right fielder Nankill is there, and he will put it away. Fresno ran themselves out of more runs, but they still score two, and it's Fadrio Cruz with a big infield RBI single. Andrews Jr., a big bunt single in the inning as well. We had the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies three outs away from a big win.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next...
Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-2 Fresno leads Stockton. As Bryson Hammer looking to end this game as there's a called strike to Nick Schwartz, who's 0-2 with a walk. A couple changes for Fresno, by the way. As here comes the pitch, and that's a strike. Quickly 0-2 to Schwartz from Bryson Hammer. As here comes the ball to center field. It's deep. The center fielder in Hobson is at the wall. He looks up, and it is caught by Hobson for the first out. It goes F-A to Schwartz. Just missed a home run. And it brings up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. So G.J. Hill went from right field to second base. Now he is in left, or he went from right field to second base, now back to right field. As he is still leading off the switch hitter. As the pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1 to Darlin Montero. And Fadrio Cruz now out of the game. As the new second baseman is number one, Luis Mendez, who comes into the game. As that swung on and missed. And Hammer gets Montero on three pitches for the second out. Two strikeouts now for Hammer. And it brings up Carlos Franco, 4-2 Fresno. And they are an out away from winning this game. It's been a back and forth game, and Fresno looking for a big win. As the umpire in Gabe Vargas coming out to discuss what's going on. As here comes the pitch from Hammer, and it is a called strike. Good breaking ball at 83 dotted on the outside part of the plate. Two outs here in the bottom of the ninth as Fresno looking for the win as there's another strike dotted again. 0-2, and the Grizzlies a strike away from winning this game. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. Count of 1-2. Carlos Franco, 0-3. As here comes the 1-2. And a fly ball out to center. Hobson will race in. And the Fresno Grizzlies, two runs in the ninth inning. They hold on and beat the Stockton Ports by a score of 4-2. And Fresno with San Jose's win tonight by a final score of 5-2 over Modesto, are now 4.5 games back of first place. We'll be back with the postgame show right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 4-2. Fresno improves to 20-16. Stockton now 14-21. Fresno, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 4 left on base. For Stockton, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. The winning pitcher is Bryson Hammer, now 2-1. He has 2 wins in this series. The loss to Mark Automiak, now 1-1. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes, in front of a paid crowd of 2,411. Let's go through the scoring plays where the Ports took a 2-0 lead early. In the bottom of the first inning, Luke Mann, his 7th homer of the season, his 3rd in his last 2 games. A solo shot with 2 outs in the first off Jack Mahoney. And then the bottom of the 3rd, Casey Yamauchi continues to pound the baseball. An RBI single. That scored Pedro Pineda, who reached on an error by Tevin Tucker. 2-0 Stockton at that point, but Fresno found a way for the comeback win tonight. The Grizzlies scored a run in the 5th and a run in the 6th. Fajio Cruz, a solo shot out to right field, his 2nd of the year, made it 2-1. And then a double steal by Fresno with 1 out. After the strikeout to Braylon Wimmer, Aiden Longwell stopped between 1st and 2nd base. They gave enough time for G.J. Hill to score from 3rd, made it 2-2 at that point. The Grizzlies then would find a way to score in the 9th inning. They loaded the bases, and then a little line drive ground ball to the shortstop. Fajio Cruz reached with the bases loaded, allowing Wimmer to score, made it 3-2. And then despite a double play from Ben McCabe and netted another run, Andy Perez scoring. He had a key at bat in the 9th inning. He won a 12 pitch at bat, drew a walk, and he came back to score later in the frame. 4-2 as Fresno holds on to win. They've taken 3 of the first 4 games of this series. Let's go to the offense. And for Fresno, a 2-hit game for Aiden Longwell, another multi-hit game, a 2-hit game for Fajio Cruz as well. He had both of Fresno's RBIs, which included his 2nd homer of the year. That was the only extra base hit. Runs by Perez, Wimmer, G.J. Hill, and Fajio Cruz. On the other side, it was the same duo that really has been doing it for the Ports offense. It was Luke Mann with that solo home run and Casey Yamauchi with the RBI single. A run as well for Pedro Pineda. TJ Schofield-Sam with a double. There was just 11 hits in the game. Fresno, though, they had 3 stolen bases, the most by the Grizzlies offense in a game this season. On the pitching side of things, Jack Mahoney, 5 2/3 innings. He pitched 95 pitches, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, 3 Ks. He had 1 home run as well. The right-hander was very good, and then he gave it to the bullpen. And the bullpen for Fresno with Colin Baumgartner and Bryson Hammer, they locked it down. 3 1/3 of scoreless baseball. Just 1 hit. They struck out 4. Hammer picks up the win. Baumgartner faced 4 batters, all 4 retired. Bryson Hammer was electric out of the bullpen as well as Fresno's bullpen gets it done tonight. For Stockton, Jackson Finley was fantastic over 5 innings of work. Just that solo home run against Cruz. He allowed 2 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Junior Tor, a blown save for him despite 2 2/3 innings of work. He had 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 run. It was earned. 6 strikeouts for Tor. And then Mark Automiak, He allowed that big two runs in the ninth inning. He picks up the loss now 1-1. As the Grizzlies hold on, they win 4-2, a two-run ninth inning. The second time in this series that Fresno has scored in the ninth inning to take the lead, and they have won 3 of 4. They are now down 4.5 in the division in the first half as Modesto dropped their third straight to San Jose. So a lot of momentum for Fresno as they head into tomorrow's matchup with Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander, getting the ball for your Grizzlies. A 3-1 record, a 5.06 ERA. Coupe, a great last start for him. We will see what he brings to the table tomorrow night. On the other side, Stockton goes to their very good right-hander in True Chen Shaw. A 1-0 record, a 4.38 ERA. And Shaw gets the ball for the Stockton Ports. A 7:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll have pregame show at 6:50 p.m. Our pregame guest will be Trevor Burmeister, the hitting coach for your Fresno Grizzlies, as we get ready for Saturday Night Baseball tomorrow. As the Grizzlies have taken 3 of 4, they could take the series tomorrow if they can hold on and win. It'll be Coupe versus Shaw, a great pitching matchup scheduled for tomorrow. Well, that will wrap it up tonight as the Fresno Grizzlies, a 4-2 win tonight. Two big runs in the ninth inning for the Grizzlies, just 6 hits, but Fresno finds a way. They earn their 20th win of the season and over 36 games now at 20-16. The winning pitcher, Bryson Hammer, the loss to Mark Ottemiak, 228 for time of game in front of 2,411 folks here for Mental Health Awareness Night. And remember, if you know anyone that is struggling, they may not show it. Please make sure you're checking in on your friends and family as well. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.